A conversation about online integrity, how to show people who you are so they believe you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I am a performance and mindset coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today's episode's going to be a little bit different. I know you've gotten used to little mini trainings for me or me answering listener questions. And today I really just want to start a conversation. And I honestly have no idea whether or not it'll be of interest to you, if it'll go anywhere. But I hope you give me the benefit of the doubt and you listen in. I've been bothered by something recently, and so this episode and this discussion I want to have with you is a real-time exercise in mindset practice. When I start with my clients on where they're at and where they want to go, the first question I ask is, who do you want to be? How do you want to move through the world? And what do you want your business to look like? So when I look at these questions, I use them all the time in all kinds of different areas of my life. And recently, this week, just the past 2 days, if I'm completely brutally honest, I've been asking myself, who do I want to be and how do I want to move through the world? And I have to back up a bit and tell you a story. So I run a Facebook group by the same name of my business, Choose to Have It All. And I have two members in the group who both in really close periods of time had paid content that they offer and sell to other people, stolen and repurposed and sold. So basically what ended up happening is just blatant plagiarism, where members of my group had created content around their areas of expertise, and somebody went in, copied the content, and stole it as their own original idea. In both cases, I know who the thieves are because the online industry can sometimes be kind of small. One of the people who had their content stolen has opted to just simply allow lawyers to handle the case. The other person, when her content got stolen, she called the person out by name in the group that the content was repurposed in and said, hey, I would really appreciate it if you stopped using my content as your own, and shared a screenshot of the two examples and called it out. But again, that was in a private group where you have to have special access to get into. So the sort of fierce playground girl in me wants to just name the names, right? On this episode, say, these two people stole content. But because the people whose content was stolen have opted to handle it in their own way, I don't want to just disrespect them. And I don't think it would do any good to simply call out the names. I was in a Facebook group yesterday when one of the thieves started talking about her business and her product and her services. And every part of me wanted to just call her out and call bullshit. And for some reason, I didn't. And I don't really know why. I tried to walk myself through it a little bit. I knew I was really bothered seeing her sort of pimp out her stuff and talk about her stuff, even though she's completely dishonest and lacks integrity. And watching other people who know that she got called out for copying engage with her and try to help her with her business just drove me mad. And I, instead of just calling it out and saying, hey, listen, like, you stole content, I don't think anybody should help you build your business when you're not helping yourself, which is really the truth I had and the thing that I wanted to say, I instead engaged in this passive aggressive interaction that was just nonsense and stupid. And quite frankly, I'm just embarrassed by. So I struggled with it all day, knowing that I hadn't quite hit the target. And I decided last night, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on Facebook Live and I'm going to talk about online integrity. And I thought that that would solve the problem. I just did the live video this morning. You can find it at facebook.com/choosetohaveitall. But I got to tell you, I missed the mark. And I want to tell you why in just a bit. Stay tuned. So I did the live video and I talked generally about this instance that I just shared with you, and I shared my point of view, and I still left the video dissatisfied with myself. I still had the question, who do I want to be and how do I want to move through the world on this issue? Clearly, like, I'm not somebody who gets easily distracted and gets on a soapbox every other second. Like, clearly, there was something calling me around the idea that I had a responsibility to be a leader, to stand out, to stand up, and to say something. I just kept missing the mark. So there was a friend of mine and a business colleague who joined the Facebook Live with me, and I ended up just getting on the phone with her and saying, okay, so like I toned down my version. I had this story that if I just went on a rant, I would only be preaching to the choir. But as a result, I think I was boring. People may be wondering my point. And I just shared with her sort of the things that I was doubting and worrying and second guessing about. And as we talked it out, I realized the point. That I actually didn't want to go on my own page and do a Facebook Live about what I thought. I wanted to be able to tell the people in the group that I was in yesterday that they are frauds. That when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And when you know that someone stole content and you continue to engage with them, you continue to help them build a business, I like you a little bit less now. I think a little bit less of you now. I didn't say that. And honestly, as I talk to you on this podcast, I am working up the courage to do that. I'm secretly just hoping that group members find it and listen to the podcast and can hear me say it now, so I don't have to say it as publicly as that to the direct people that I'm so bothered by. But this whole issue is really driving me to start an important conversation, because I think we, in the online space, we all like to use the quote, stay in your own lane, right? Like, just focus on you, just do you, just focus on the things that are important to you and let everybody else go. But then we also, as entrepreneurs, get really defensive and high on our horses and upset and hurt when people question the integrity of people who build businesses online. There's a contradiction there. If we're not standing up to make the space have integrity, if we're not being leaders in the space, if we're not calling out the BS for what it is, if we're not saying the fact that not everyone really can run a business online, some people are not cut out for it, some people should not be doing it, we are contributing to the reasons why people don't respect what we do or how we do it. My friend that I was talking to after the video said, oh, absolutely, because if they're having conversations with this person, they're bystanders. And I was like, yes, that's the point I was trying to make. Where was that word 30 minutes ago when I did the live video? But the issue is that we talk about this with online bullying or just actual bullying, like with not like in person, in real life bullying in school systems all the time, that if you see something and you don't say something, you're contributing to the problem. But somehow there's something going on in the online space community where we're supposed to be supportive, where we're supposed to have each other's backs, where we're supposed to say, you got it, go get them. And we're not supposed to say the hard truths or ask the hard questions. And if we do, we start to worry about how our words, our message will affect our own bottom line. And our silence is contributing to the problem. I wish I could tell you that I figured it out, that I know who I am and how I want to move through the world with this. And I think the real-time, real-life answer is I'm still working on it. And thank goodness this is a daily podcast, because I could still work on it in the days to come and share the lessons with you as I figure it out. But what I did figure out is that leadership comes with responsibility. I know that's not an eye-opener for anybody, but I'm responsible to say something and to do something, and I don't need to do it immediately because this is an issue that's going to exist for a while. I have time to get my ducks in a row, but what I learned from this is I don't want to be passive-aggressive about it. I would rather be silent until I figured out what I wanted to say. I would rather drop out of a group than engage in the type type of conversation I did yesterday, because quite frankly, it was beneath me. But I do know that I've found something that I care about. And I think that that's why I wanted to include all of you in the conversation, because you all are going to be on this journey at some point. If you're working on big dreams, if you're working on daring greatly, if you're working on putting yourself out there, you are going to be in the path of hard moral value decisions sometimes. It just happens to all of us. And the way we move through it and the way we work through it determines what happens next. I'm determining that in this instance, I want to be somebody who says something. I want to do it better than I'm doing right now. And all of you, wherever you are in life, wherever you are on your journey, are in the presence of people who lack integrity, who lack genuine and just good intent. We all know those people. And I'm challenging you to ask yourself, in the face of that, who do you want to be? And how do you want to move through the world? It is not an easy thing to ask, and it is not an easy conversation to have with yourself. And if you're in that value / moral dilemma, I would really love it if you reached out to me, shared your situation, and perhaps together we could figure it out and help you find your path. You can email me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. And also too, this episode was pretty different. It wasn't an organized training. It didn't have a clear sort of sense of direction. And I don't know if this is for you. I hope you don't give up on me just for one episode if you don't like it. But if you don't like it, tell me why and tell me what you would have preferred instead. I am dying for feedback on this show. I want to hear what you think. I want to make this show exactly what it is you need. I had my best listener day ever, and I certainly don't want to abandon you all today. I had my best listening day yesterday. I certainly don't want to abandon all of you today. So just stick with me, join in on the conversation. We're having it over at my Facebook group at Choose to Have It All over there, or send me an email at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Either way, please join me tomorrow and we'll be talking again then. Thanks so much.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.